Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. The Richest Man in Babylon, written by George S. Clason, is not just a masterpiece of financial wisdom but also a foundation stone for those who seek prosperity and financial independence. First published in 1926, it has stood the test of time, embodying ancient financial principles through captivating parables set in the ancient city of Babylon, once a metropolis of wealth and success. Clason's work, ingeniously woven into tales of merchants, slaves, and kings, teaches timeless lessons on wealth, saving, and investing. With simplicity and narrative elegance, it offers wisdom that, despite its ancient backdrop, remains profoundly relevant in today's financial landscape. This classic's enduring appeal lies in its straightforward approach to presenting fundamental financial principles, making it a crucial read for anyone eager to navigate the complexities of personal finance and achieve financial solvency and success. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the importance of saving. One of the cornerstone principles presented in The Richest Man in Babylon is the concept of saving money. Clason introduces the simple yet profound advice through the character Arkad, heralded as the wealthiest man in Babylon, who suggests that a minimum of 1/10 of one's earnings should be saved. This concept isn't just about putting money aside randomly. It's a deliberate strategy for building wealth over time. By saving a fraction of income consistently, Clason argues, individuals can create a financial cushion and accumulate capital that can be used for future investments. The narrative instructs readers on the importance of living below their means and ensuring that part of their earnings is always directed toward their savings. This foundational advice transcends time, suggesting that the path to financial independence starts with the disciplined act of saving. It underscores the principle that before wealth can be used, it first must be accumulated, and saving is the first step in this wealth accumulation process. Secondly, financial wisdom. Through investing, another pivotal lesson from Clason's book is the emphasis on investing as a cornerstone of wealth building. Through the tales of his characters, Clason outlines how simply saving money is not enough. Investing it wisely is what breeds further wealth. The narrative strongly advocates for the investments and assets that provide a return, illustrating through stories that the wise handling of saved money through investment can lead to prosperity. The book educates readers on differentiating between wise and foolish investments, emphasizing the need for due diligence and the seeking of advice from knowledgeable individuals before committing to investments. Clason's tales highlight how investing in oneself, understanding the value of hard-earned money, and making it work for you is fundamental in achieving financial independence. This lesson is particularly impactful because it shifts the focus from merely earning and saving to growing wealth strategically through informed investment decisions. Thirdly, living within one's means. The Richest Man in Babylon teaches not just about saving and investing, but also profoundly addresses the lifestyle and spending habits that accompany financial wisdom. Living within one's means is presented as an essential discipline for accumulating wealth. Clason uses his characters to demonstrate the pitfalls of lavish spending and acquiring debts that hinder financial growth. He emphasizes that managing expenditure, avoiding unnecessary debts, and prioritizing financial obligations are crucial strategies for maintaining and growing one's wealth. Through engaging narratives, Clason illustrates how financial distress often results from poor spending choices and a lack of foresight. The lesson is clear. Achieving and maintaining wealth requires not only the active generation and investment of funds, but also prudent and mindful spending. This principle encourages readers to critically assess their spending habits, eliminate wasteful expenditures, and prioritize their financial security over temporary pleasures. Fourthly, the power of knowledge. Clason profoundly underscores the value of knowledge in achieving financial prosperity in The Richest Man in Babylon. The book champions the pursuit of wisdom, especially financial education, as a critical element in wealth accumulation. Through his narratives, Clason illustrates that ignorance is a major obstacle to financial success, whereas knowledge empowers individuals to make informed decisions regarding their finances. The characters in the stories actively seek knowledge and counsel from those more experienced, demonstrating that learning from others' successes and failures is invaluable. This principle not only applies to financial endeavors, but also to personal development and career advancements. Klassen's message is that investing in oneself through education and continuous learning is among the most profitable investments. The emphasis on education as a pathway to financial enlightenment and empowerment highlights the book's broader theme that wealth is as much about personal growth as it is about financial gain. Lastly, creating multiple streams of income. One of the advanced financial strategies that The Richest Man in Babylon touches upon is creating multiple streams of income. Beyond saving and investing, Klassen explores the concept of diversifying income sources as a method to safeguard against financial instability and to build wealth. Through the stories of Babylon citizens, the book illustrates how relying on a single source of income is risky, and how additional income streams can provide financial security and a pathway to prosperity. This advice is brought to life through examples of characters who venture into different fields, invest in various businesses, and thereby spread their risk while increasing their potential for wealth. The narrative encourages readers to explore opportunities beyond their primary occupation, leveraging their skills and interests to create additional income sources. This strategy is particularly relevant in today's volatile economic environment, emphasizing the wisdom of not putting all one's financial eggs in one basket. In conclusion, The Richest Man in Babylon by George S. Klassen is a timeless classic that offers invaluable lessons in financial wisdom and personal growth. With its compelling parables set in ancient Babylon, the book teaches fundamental financial principles that are as applicable today as they were millennia ago. From the importance of saving a portion of one's income and investing wisely, to living within one's means, the pursuit of knowledge, and the creation of multiple streams of income, Klassen's work provides a blueprint for financial independence and prosperity. This book is highly recommended for anyone seeking to improve their financial situation, regardless of their current stage in life. Klassen's simple yet profound advice can benefit individuals looking to navigate the complexities of personal finance, students preparing to enter the workforce, or professionals striving for financial stability and growth. The Richest Man in Babylon is more than a book. It is a guide to achieving financial well-being and a richer, more fulfilling life by mastering the basics of personal finance. If you would like to support ClaysonGeorgeS.com, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.